Der Satz, den ich so vor 10 Jahren noch nicht gesagt haben würde, lautet: Wir können und wir werden Europa schaffen.
The sentence I wouldn't have said this way 10 years ago is: We can and we will create Europe.
Willy Brandt is the first head of government of a European Community member state to address the plenary session of the European Parliament. In his speech, the West German Chancellor explains his concept of the future of European integration.
We can, if only we want to, set out on a new phase of the European journey. I am certain that European Union will come. The move towards European Union is indispensable. It alone offers our nations the scope their political, economic, social and cultural energies require. The unification of Europe is not just a question of the quality of our existence. It is a question of survival between the superpowers and in a world riven by new and old forms of nationalism. Only in a Europe that has found its personality can we secure our national identities.
Die Europäische Union wird freilich, wenn ich es recht sehe, nicht durch eine Revolution entstehen, nicht durch den plötzlichen Sprung aus dem nationalstaatlichen in einen überstaatlichen Zustand, nicht durch den Umsturz der Grenzpfähle oder einen Verfassungstext, der über Nacht mit genialem Schwung aufs Papier geworfen wurde.
Of course, European Union will not be created by a revolution, not by a sudden leap from the nation-state to supranationality, not by knocking down boundary posts, or by a constitution that is brilliantly committed to paper overnight. Instead, we speak prudently of European evolution. We should, if possible, shorten the time limits we have set ourselves. Be it for economic and monetary union, be it for what I call social union, be it for political union. According to the Paris Summit decision of October 1972, European Union is to become reality within this very decade.